This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In continuing our biographical study of Timothy by developing an historical sketch, we come to point four, his effective ministry with team members and by himself. As already mentioned, I was surprised to discover how much he traveled. It might be that he traveled more than Paul. He was with Paul and Silas a good bit of the second and third trip, but he also did side trips to report on the team, see how new converts were doing, and encourage them, and help gather the collection the churches were sending to the needy in Jerusalem. Commentators point out that he was Paul's secretary, writing down many of the letters Paul was dictating and then delivering some of them. He preached alongside Paul and Silas and took others on some of his trips, possibly to mentor them for service. Paul encouraged this in 2 Timothy 2:2, "The things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others." It seems he stayed in Ephesus at times for extended periods and functioned as their pastor. Paul wrote two pastoral letters to him that bear his name. Though timid by nature and not robust in health, he nevertheless proved himself faithful, gifted, and fruitful. I have never before noticed the wide range of responsibilities he had during his years of ministry. It seems as though he never felt it was underneath him to do rather menial tasks, and when asked to do some rather significant tasks, it never went to his head. He was a true example of what to look for in choosing a leader for Christian service. Let me encourage you to check out these manuscripts and studies by going to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.